It's 6:04. This is KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A Colorado School of Mines professor developed a novel material to treat severe wounds. The material, Clarigel, can be injected into open wounds or stretched to cover large surface areas. People confined to bed or those with diabetes are especially prone to hard-to-heal wounds, which can lead to infection and amputation. Doctors currently use a range of products, but mine professor Melissa Krebs says this is different.
The polymer itself that the material is made from is inherently anti-inflammatory and repels bacteria, reduces infection, all in a single product.
Krebs says the Department of Defense is interested in using it on burns and battlefield wounds. It goes on the market in March. Some schools across the Denver area are canceled today, and others may need a lot of subs as teachers join the national call to protest federal immigration policies. CPR's Arlo Perez Escobel has more.
Aurora and Adams 14 are among the districts where all classes are canceled. Opponents of the crackdown in Minneapolis called for the nationwide no school, no work, and no shopping effort. A number of metro area restaurants and cafes are also participating today, and protests are planned around Denver.
CPR's Arlo Perez Escobel. Colorado lawmakers will hear from Xcel Energy today about its handling of December power shutoffs. Robert Kenny, Xcel's CEO, will testify about the company's decision to cut power for days during high-risk fire conditions. Members of the public can also testify. The hearing is at 1 p.m. at the Capitol and will be streamed online. Construction is now underway in Pueblo County on a new space and defense technology facility. Denver-based Voyager Technologies is building a manufacturing, operations, and testing complex at Pueblo Plex. The company expects to create about 120 new jobs at the site, and it's expected to be operational later this year. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.